How Sam Bankman-Fried and his crypto empire used dark money to influence U.S. elections. This is from The Federalist. I would say that the real story here, more accurate headline, would be how the empire used him to influence U.S. elections and then threw him away. And again, I'm not excusing anything that he did. I'm just pointing out he's another Manuel Noriega. Some deposits, now we look at the banks, may be temporarily delayed. And this was something that happened on Friday after this show. And you had all the biggest banks. You had Chase. You had Bank of America. As a matter of fact, you look at this article here. It's got all the different logos of them here. AT&T, ADP, that a lot of people use for biggest payroll processor. Instagram, Wells Fargo, Truist, which was BB&T and SunBank, I think, came together, merged a few years ago. Yeah, it's just one merger after the other. A couple of about, you know, probably less than half a dozen big banks now ruling the world. Bank of America started experiencing problems around 8 o'clock in the morning. And then on a Friday, when people are supposed to be getting payroll from ADP and other things like that, you may have experienced this directly, so this may not be news to you, but a lot of people who did not experience it directly didn't know what was going on. But Bank of America put up on their webpage, some deposits may be temporarily delayed. Some deposits from the 3rd of November may be temporarily delayed due to an issue impacting multiple financial institutions. Your accounts remain secure. Your balance will be updated as soon as the deposit is received. You do not need to take any action. And so we see a lot of people tweeting out, Zero Hedge and others are saying, well, blockchain fixes this. No, no. FedNow fixes this. That's what this is about, don't you think? Why is it that all these, is this a problem solution thing that's out there? Well, don't worry about this. We you know, this system that we got now just doesn't work anymore. We're going to have to go with a new system, FedNow, for the wholesale level. And then that'll run us into FedCoin. That's what I think is behind all this stuff. Problem, solution. All of a sudden, how could it be this widespread? And then we have not just the failure to be able to process deposits and payments and all the rest of this stuff. We also had, over the weekend, another big bank fail. Citizens Bank, the fifth U.S. bank to fail in 2023. The FDIC took control of it. And again, you know, this is the insurance, Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation is going to take control of it, pay off the people who had deposits. And the other ones, they even went beyond what the FDIC was supposed to provide, because we had a lot of people in California that were too big to fail. But so, you know, some people on Animal Farm, some of the animals on Animal Farm are more equal than others. But in addition to that, okay, so we've got a lot of the biggest banks, and again, Bank of America, JP Morgan, Chase and, you know, Wells Fargo. These are the people who are out there working with FedNow. And then there's a lot of others that were involved besides that. You know, the biggest banks are there, and somehow the system just isn't working. Then we find that another bank has gone belly up. And now a rash of articles about why banks are suddenly closing down customers' accounts. Add this to the troubled financial system. Bank customers get a letter in the mail saying their institution is closing all of their checking and savings accounts. Their debit and their credit cards are being shuttered too. The explanation, if there is one, it just happens. I don't know why this is happening. There's no explanation for it whatsoever. Yeah, there's no explanation when PayPal did that to me. PayPal and Venmo did that to me in May of 2021. No explanation coming about that, but I knew what it was about. We have seen the same thing done to Nigel Farage. We've now, because of investigation, they've seen the emails and, yeah, that'll take care of him. You know, they were lying to the public about what was happening there, but confessing it in their text messages and emails exactly what they were doing. And now the New York Times is telling us, well, there may not be any explanation. Just stuff like this just happens. They just close down your customer accounts. And so this whole article is to try to give cover to these banks who are now closing people's accounts down. And we know why they're doing it. We've even had some of these same firms that were saying, oh, we can't process any payments today. I don't know what's going on. Had some of the same ones, Bank of America and JP Morgan, were leaning on the people who do QuickBooks into it. They told them, don't, we're going to debank you. We're going to debank you if you don't stop doing business with gun retailers and gun wholesalers. And so that's, they're weaponizing the financial system. And it's been that way for a while. You know, and I know what this is like. I've fought with these people, try to get an answer. I don't have the kind of profile that Nigel Farage did to be able to get some emails from internal to see who told me to shut it down. But I spent a couple of hours on the phone with somebody. He said, this is really unusual. I've never seen this before. And, you know, let me go see if I can find out what's going on. He goes away and he comes back. We do this several times and finally goes, only thing I can find just says, shut this account down right now. No reason given. So there's something behind that somewhere, but he can't penetrate that veil of secrecy to find out what's going on. But now we've seen it happening a lot. We know what it is about. Maybe the customers don't see the letter. Or maybe they never get one at all, says the New York Times. Instead, they discover that their accounts no longer work while they're at the grocery store, the rental car counter, or an ATM. As a matter of fact, I still can't use PayPal. I can't use it even to pay somebody, right? Or use a credit card to it. When they call their bank, frantic representatives at first show concern. Oh, I'm so sorry. We'll do whatever we can to fix this. Yeah, I know the drill. These situations are what banks refer to as exiting or de-risking. This isn't your standard boot for people who have bounced too many checks. Instead, a vast security apparatus has kicked into gear, starting with regulators in Washington and trickling down to bank security managers and branch staff eyeballing customers. Eventually, when they do it enough to some of these people, what we will find is the same thing we found with the censorship. That it all began with the government, that it began with Trump's Department of Justice, and it continued and escalated with Biden's, and it will continue and escalate even if Trump gets in a second time. Because they're not concerned about us. It's about them personally. And so eventually it's going to come out. We're going to see the same type of stuff that we see with Nigel Farage, the same types of things that have now been shown in the Twitter files that, you know, they were getting orders from Homeland Security. Shut down this person, shut down that person, shut down categories of people. That's what we're going to find out. We knew it then, before we saw the stuff. I don't need to see the details. I don't need to see the emails. I know what this is about, just like I knew what the censorship was about. We wanted to build long-term relationships with our clients, they said, which is why the accounts are closed only after appropriate review and consideration of the facts. Said a spokesperson for JP Morgan Chase. And then they said, you know, we have 80 million, biggest bank, 80 million retail customers, and we have 6 million small businesses. And I'm sure they've got a very personal relationship with all 80 million people and 6 million businesses, don't you think? You're just a number to these people. They just continue to throw out this complete BS about all of this stuff. And so, one of the things that gives people an insight is the fact that they're punishing mom and pop stores who deal in cash. And we saw that Trump put a high priority on shutting down the mom and pop stores. They were non-essential. The big box Wall Street companies were essential. They had to stay open. The small guys needed to be closed. And this is what is happening with this is even the New York Times says, well, they're looking for unusual cash deposits or maybe just usual cash deposits because a big part of why they're debanking people is debanking small businesses who put cash in. And they want to make that criminal. Biden has made that pretty clear. $600 or more, you know, you file a report. It used to be $10,000. And so the same guy who can weasel around and get paid off in bribes of $10 million or more, he wants to know if you got $600 there. And he's going to send his army. You know, so what are they going to do about it? Well, you know, that generated a lot of reports. You're going to need an army of IRS officers to go through that kind of stuff. Maybe you're going to need like 80,000 more people out there. And that's exactly what they're going to do. They're going to harass us. They're going to debank us. They're going to confiscate everything from us so that we own nothing and we'll be happier. That's what this is about. And shame on these Republicans for growing it by a factor of five instead of a factor of seven. Brian Delaney has owned several New York City bars over the decades. He and his business partner and general manager have a longstanding system for handling cash. It goes to the bank on Fridays and it goes on Mondays. Well, they don't like that. You know, that looks like structuring to them. You're structuring these deposits? Well, we're going to, you know, shut you down. We're going to shut down everybody that deals with cash, because if you can't use your cash at businesses, well, then that's one way to push us into a cashless society, isn't it? Well, this is just the start for gold, says one report, Kitco News. Again, it really is about your security. It's not, I think, even at this point in time, when you look at inflation, you also look at how markets are manipulated and that type of thing, but we know how they're going to manipulate the financial, we know how they're going to manipulate the entire financial system and how they're going to try to close everything down. Again, one way to protect yourself is with gold or silver. And we're going to talk more about that on the other side. But DavidKnight.gold will take you to Tony Arterman and his Wise Wolf business, Wise Wolf Gold and Silver. And we appreciate Tony's support of this program. But you need to do something to get out of this system. And so we're going to talk when we come back. We'll talk about gold and silver. There's a great report that's been put out by Catherine Austin Fitz about prepping. You know, there's a lot of things you need to prep for. There was recently an article I just saw about pemmican. First time I ever saw anything about pemmican was Civil Defense Manuals, civildefensemanual.com, Jack Lawson's thing. He talks about making pemmican, and it's a tried and true method, stays food that preserves for a very long time. And so people are starting to look at what they need to do to prep for their food, prep for self-defense, prep to create a community, but especially to prep to make sure that you have the ability to keep some of the stuff that they're going to try to take away from you. If you've got everything in their financial system, everything online, it's very easy for them to shut that down. And so in every program that goes out, I direct people to DavidKnight.gold, and I say, money is what you hold. And the one thing that you hold physically, that yes, they can come in and they can take it from you at the point of a gun. But other than that, and they can do that with anything, frankly. But other than that, that is the most secure thing that you can have in order to prep for what they're planning. You need to know what they're planning and the direction that they're coming. But I can tell you that as far as CBDC goes, there is no difference between Trump or Biden. It was Jared Kushner was pushing it off, and along with Steve Mnuchin during the Trump administration, they thought it was great. They were activating that. Biden then takes it to the next step. He does an executive order in March of last year, gave them 6 months to come back, and he gave everybody marching orders of figure out how you're going to completely redesign the financial system. That's one of them. That's four of them. Then figure out how we're going to implement this. Then there was law enforcement and how they're going to force people to use their CBDC. And then the fourth one was climate stuff.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. people have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.